Welcome back to Rosie on the House, y'all. We are here with attorney Rita McGuire talking all things Colorado River water and how it impacts you at your house. Rita, what would be your takeaway you'd like the Arizona homeowners to know?
That everybody can do their part, that there is room in everybody's water budget, as we say, to cut back, to conserve, to be a little bit more efficient in your water use, whether it's low-flow toilets, low-flow shower heads, checking your drip irrigation systems. Even though you have desert landscaping, you might be wasting water simply because you're not maintaining those drip heads, you know, and so there's a lot you can do. You know, make sure you don't have leaks.
Well, boy, I am embarrassed to death that I had not even looked at my water bill. It's been 20 years since I've looked at the water bill.
You've been obsessing over your super cooling.
Yes, I've been obsessing over consuming the electricity.
Time to change obsessions.
But we've got the super cooling dialed down to where, well, let's not even go on that, because then that starts a whole other set of phone calls, and I don't want to get on that topic. We'll save it for a couple weeks when we've got Rias and Intelligent Design on. We'll bring it back up. But we really are in Arizona in pretty darn good shape.
We are. As I mentioned, in 1980, we passed the Groundwater Management Act. And what we did is we said, you know what, we're going to save our groundwater, this non-renewable supply, for the drought periods that are sure to come in a desert. And we're going to put all the emphasis on using surface water and reclaimed water. So as a consequence, we've got a lot of water in the ground. So even if we lose the deliveries through the CAP system because of a severe shortage, we've got effluent uses that have been greatly improved over the years. We've got the groundwater supplies that we can recover. We've got over 3 million acre feet has been stored underground in aquifers, primarily in Maricopa and Pinal County, and in Tucson as well. So we've got a lot of reserves. We've got those water savings accounts to get us through the tough times.
That's good news.
No,
we're not going to have to turn the tap off.
No.
And we can actually take a much larger population than we even have now. We could grow a lot and still be okay. What do your forecasts tell you?
Well, I will tell you that the single largest user of water is going to be a growing population. So when we look out in the future, we do see places where there are gaps in the water supply versus the water demand in Arizona locally and, of course, regionally. So I think we have to be careful about where the population grows, and we also have to realize the value of having agriculture here in our state, because if our state is covered with red tile roofs, there's no flexibility in the water budgets. We can't go to the farmer and say, hey, I'll pay you not to farm and divert that water to Phoenix or Tucson. So there's a balance that needs to be achieved.
Well, and then as those farms disappear but the population grows, that just puts the pressure on agricultural and other places. And it's not like, you know, the Midwest was in a Dust Bowl for a reason. It's not like, you know, there's this magic place that you can go farm this food we consume and beef. And it's the $17 billion industry in Arizona alone.
Exactly. It's a huge industry, and for some reason, people like eating, you know.
Is it lunchtime yet?
Eating fresh as well.
Exactly.
I mean, what was Julie Murphy telling us at Farm Bureau, that Yuma produces 95% of the lettuce
in America
consumed in America through the winter?
Yes.
And that takes some water to do that, doesn't it?
It does. It does indeed, and it's a very important part of the Arizona economy.
All right, so here's the takeaway, y'all. Arizona's in pretty darn good shape. If you own land here, they got 9 cities in California that are in jeopardy of going dry. Hanford, Merced, Modesto, Fresno, Yuba City, Lancaster, Chico, Sacramento, and Bakersfield. 4 million people are in jeopardy of running out of water. Arizona is not in jeopardy of running water. These people will be moving to Arizona.
My in-laws are in one of those towns you mentioned.
That's right. So get ready, they're coming. You're going to be putting on another bedroom there.
I was going to say, I actually got a number from Stan for a draftsman for a room addition.
All right.
Just this week.
Arizona consumes 600 billion gallons a year, okay? If we all just simply save 10% across the board, that's enough water to supply a community of 370,000 people. if we all just cut back 10%, how much more does that buffer us into the future?
You know, it does. It buys us time. And frankly, technology is going to be the answer to our water shortage situations in the Southwest. Desalination plants, cloud seeding, more and better efficient delivery systems. So the answers are here. There's no doubt. And so anything that we can do in the short term to be more efficient gives us more time to implement the technological solutions that are out there.
Mrs. Rita McGuire, joining us today, was the executive director of the department head of the Arizona Department of Water Resources for a decade. Thank you for your job there.
Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you for coming in and visiting with the Arizona homeowner. Someone wanted to know about evaporation, right? There was a call that came in, wanted to know how much water is evaporated. You don't know the CAP figures, but out of the Colorado River, quick in 10 seconds.
Once it gets out of Lake Mead and gets delivered to the three lower basin states, they lose about 600,000 acre-feet to evaporation. That's against a 7.5 million acre-foot annual delivery, so about 10%.
All right. More when we get back. 10 o'clock hour is going to be open hour. Y'all give us a ring.
1-888-767-4348.